This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Poison. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like your brain is constantly buzzing, but your body just wants to crash? You know that feeling when you hit the pillow exhausted, only to stare at the ceiling for hours, your mind racing a mile a minute? Yeah, me too. And chances are our digital devices might be playing a bigger role in this sleep struggle than we realize. Today, we're diving deep into the impact of screen time on sleep quality. It's more than just an occasional late-night scroll. It's about how those blue lights and constant notifications are messing with our natural sleep rhythms and leaving us feeling drained and sluggish. Think of it this way. Your brain is like a delicate plant in all that screen time. It's like exposing it to harsh sunlight when it needs its nighttime rest. Not cool, right? So, what are some key takeaways we can unlock from this digital detox dilemma? First off, let's talk about the blue light effect. Those screens, especially those shiny smartphones and laptops, emit blue light that tricks your brain into thinking it's still daytime. Your body produces melatonin, the sleep hormone, when it's dark. But blue light throws a wrench in this whole system, suppressing melatonin production and making it harder to fall asleep. Second, remember that constant buzz. The notifications popping up every few minutes are like tiny jolts of adrenaline to your nervous system. They keep you mentally engaged, which is the opposite of what you need when it's time to unwind and drift off to dreamland. Next, let's acknowledge the social media trap. Scrolling through endless feeds can feel like a black hole sucking up time and energy that could be better spent on relaxing activities before bed. We often end up comparing ourselves to others, feeling stressed or anxious, which definitely doesn't help with sleep. Think about it. Would you spend your last hour before bed watching TV dramas or catching up with friends in person? The latter is way more conducive to good sleep. Now, let's talk about the dopamine loop. Our brains crave that little hit of dopamine, the feel-good chemical, every time we get a notification, like a comment on our post or a new email. This creates a cycle where we keep checking our devices for that next dopamine rush, even when we know it's messing with our sleep. Lastly, let's not forget the impact of screen time on our overall well-being. When you're constantly bombarded with information and stimulation, your body and mind don't get a chance to truly rest and recharge. This can lead to burnout, stress, and even physical health issues down the road. Okay, real talk. Imagine this. You're winding down after a long day, exhausted from work or studies. You finally have some time for yourself, so you grab your phone and start scrolling through social media. An hour later, you're still glued to the screen, feeling more wired than relaxed. You try to close your eyes, but your mind is racing, replaying all those notifications and updates. Sound familiar? This is the exact scenario where we see the detrimental effects of screen time on sleep. It can create a vicious cycle, leaving us feeling increasingly tired and irritable, even though we're spending more time awake looking at screens. So what can we do to break this cycle and reclaim our sleep? Remember, we've got to take back control. Make that conscious choice to unplug an hour or two before bed. Find alternative ways to unwind. Try a good book, a relaxing bath, or some light stretching. And maybe even create a digital free zone in your bedroom. It's like giving your brain a well-deserved sanctuary from the constant stimulation. This journey towards better sleep starts with awareness. By understanding how screen time impacts us, we can make conscious choices to prioritize our sleep and overall well-being. Remember, good sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. So let's start treating it as such. Ready to ditch the digital detox dilemma? Share your tips and struggles in the comments below, and let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to subscribe for more insights on navigating the world of digital overload, because you deserve to feel energized, focused, and truly alive. See you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.